Good afternoon. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm your host for the next hour on a show called Listening Lyrics, where I interview musicians from around, from around the Northern California area, mostly from Davis, Sacramento, the Bay Area, but we go out a bit beyond that once in a while. Today, I am doing something that is completely different, and I mean completely. We've got a young man here that is going to talk to us about how he produces jazz music. And I've had jazz people on here before, but they just play their instruments. Well, Konu Hong is here. Welcome.
Hi, Peter. Thank you.
You're welcome. We share something in common, and that is we're both immigrants.
That's right.
You're from South Korea. I'm from the Netherlands. I think maybe when we came over at the very young age, we weren't even close in the year we came, because I think I probably came over here before your father was even born.
Oh.
In 1953.
That tracks.
So I'm correct with that. But you know what? Are we glad that, in this case, too bad for South Korea, they lost an up-and-coming jazz guy here, and it was so wonderful to meet him sitting in a coffee shop right here in Davis, California. And we started talking a little bit about what he's doing. And what do you do? Let's have you explain it.
Yeah. So for the last year or so, I have been just thinking about composing and just trying to figure out how I can express music through composition outside of a lot of different kind of performance stuff that I had done previously.
Right. So, but how do you compose it?
That's a very, very good question, because I'm not very trained. Or trained, as you might say. Like, I don't have the most knowledge of music theory, or I didn't take that many music classes when I was in school.
Welcome to the club. All of the Beatles never had a music class. Half these musicians never had a Beatles class. Wes Montgomery, do you know him? The great jazz guitarist.
Oh, I don't.
Never,
yeah.
Never. They all learned because it was something in them. You're one of those people, a gifted person.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, this is it's a brand new to me. But I had a friend who has been songwriting for a while, and this past year he was saying that he's gonna finally release his music. So that got me like really thinking, yeah, maybe I should just start writing whatever's in my head. So
what caught my attention was how you do that.
Yeah,
and that's what we're gonna do today, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So can you just briefly explain a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. When I think of a song idea, it's usually I will think of like an event or a feeling, you know, as a lot of songs tend to start.
Right.
Or it might just start with like a melody or something that will just be stuck in my head for weeks.
Right.
And I will just open up my notation software. I'll think, you know, what instruments might I want in this song, and then just to start. And then we'll think, well, this is a feeling. It feels like it could be in this key, E flat major, or something like that. It's very, it might be arbitrary, but I kind of just think, you know, this is the right key. And then after that, I think, you know, I want to really think about how do I want to practice music? What kind of music do I want to be practicing? That's a
right.
big thing for me. So I think, you know, what kind of grooves do I want to focus on? Or what kind of, you know, patterns do I want to really focus on practicing? And so I'll try to combine those ideas together. I'll maybe write two bars of a drum line, maybe write down the melody I'm thinking of, and then kind of just see where that takes me. And then I'll just start pushing all the buttons on my keyboard, just try to see what notes fit, and then think of, you know, what chords fit.
Well, that's what we're going to do today. We're going to have you take us through and just you creating a song, laying down some tracks, and then adding different instruments, as you said. So we're looking forward to that.
All right.
So to start with, though, we're going to do something just a little different again. because I mentioned you were from South Korea. Mm-hmm. And when you were in South Korea, as a young boy, and your mom and dad are driving around, going wherever they're going, and they're listening to the radio, mm-hmm. I asked you to pick a song that your dad or mom would have listened to you, and your mother or your father picked this song?
My father picked this song.
Okay, and it's called I Will Love You by Zoo, S-O-O.
Yeah.
Or, excuse me, Z-O-O.
Yeah.
Z-O-O. So let's just take a listen to it. This was popular in the late 80s, I believe, in South Korea.
Yeah, late 80s, early 90s.
Is Zoo still producing music?
I don't know, actually.
Maybe it was a one-hit wonder.
Very possible. We've seen a lot of those.
Here we go. Zoo, I Will Love You by Zoo. And we're just going to crank this down a little bit. I Will Love You by Zoo. I'm glad the title is in English because I wouldn't know what he's singing about, but I guess he's missing someone.
Yeah, that is kind of the idea, I think.
So how did he come to pick this song?
Yeah, so I was asking my dad once just about, you know, what kind of music did he listen to growing up.
Right.
And so we have a Christian background, so he would be listening to a lot of, you know, contemporary Christian music.
Right.
But really, it would be American songs that were translated into Korean.
Right.
So I'm trying to think about, you know, what are the Korean artists that he would listen
right.
to? I know there are different, like, dramas that have, like, made them really popular
right.
again. But he brought up a couple songs, including this one. And then after when I was listening to him, I'm just like, oh, wow, that's right. He has been singing this song and playing guitar to it a long time. So it's very familiar.
Yeah, let's listen to it a little more. The last line, does that mean I will miss you?
Or it's I will love you. Yeah.
I will love you. Oh, yeah, that's the name of the song, actually. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, I've been getting that all wrong. Okay, we're back. So now we're going to delve into something else here, and that is we're going to have you Whoops. Whoa. You see, this is going to happen a little bit here because this is something new I'm doing here. We're changing computers, and we're going to have, can you play something that he scored? And once he scored it, how did you come up with this melody, first of all? And what's it called?
So I've titled this song A Distant Memory. The title's still pending when I actually get to producing it, maybe. But
yeah.
The melody for this actually started because I was listening to just other music, looking for inspiration for styles and such. And then the main kind of riff that happens in the, maybe like the verse, you might call it, I had like taken inspiration a lot from a different song I had heard. And then using the kind of rhythm and the kind of like the texture that the piano would kind of give, I'm just like, yeah, let's figure out something from there.
Okay.
And then there are just a lot of different inspirations, I would say, that I always, whenever I write piano music especially, I always send it to a friend of mine who's very good at piano because I don't play piano too well. And so I just need to make sure, hey, is this possible? Is this a, like, can someone actually play this? Because I have written pieces that are not technically impossible, but made way more difficult than necessary.
Okay. Well, let's just listen to a complete symphony before we start breaking down things. Mm-hmm. This is what, about a 4-minute song you put together, you scored it, you laid down all the tracks for. How many instruments are in this?
So this one is just going to be 3 with piano, bass, and drums.
Piano, bass, and drums. Okay. Let's take a listen to it. Here we go. Thank you. I'm flabbergasted. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Unbelievable. Okay, let's just take some things I came away with. So first of all, your main instrument of choice, if you were performing, would be drums.
Yes, that's correct.
And you said there's only three instruments on this: piano, bass, and drums.
Yes.
But the drums, I heard cymbals. Mm-hmm. I think I heard some snares. Mm-hmm. Do you break that down also?
So I'm mostly just playing the kit, drum kit. So yeah, this will be inclusive of all of the cymbals, snares, okay, toms, and all of that.
But do you pick them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And then I loved, I kind of really like piano and jazz, and I like this choppy type piano you're playing in this piece, if you know what I mean.
I think so, yeah. I think so.
Is that your style?
I wouldn't necessarily say I have one particular style. Like when you say that it's a lot of jazz music, I think that's just the best word for it that I have right now. It's very much like a fusion of different jazz elements, different some songs I've written I've intended to have different electronic elements.
Okay.
One of my friends actually told me that I do incorporate a lot of like rock type things in my music.
Nothing wrong with that.
In terms of how I might phrase things.
Right.
So I don't know if I necessarily have a genre outside of like jazz fusion being the most, maybe the most best blanket term for it.
So you just mentioned a word that I know what the word phrase means, but you mentioned that you use rock sometimes in your compositions to you're phrasing it, or how do you use that word in creating music?
Yeah. So I think I had mentioned this before we started the song. I did mention there's like a verse, or there's like a verse and a chorus and stuff like that. So I think of like a lot of pop music and rock music has definitely that kind of phrasing, as opposed to like the A section, B section that a lot of jazz music tends to have.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, okay. So let's see. Why don't we start with a beginning here?
Okay.
So you're going to now, are you going to create it on the fly, or are you going to have something that you started working on already?
Oh, I can show something that I've started working on recently.
Excuse me. So you're, as you're looking that up, so what he's doing right now, he's looking up the score that he wrote, and he laid down the initial track, and I think you mentioned that you usually listen to it first in piano?
Oh, so right now I don't have anything that's fully produced yet. But this is just what I would normally do is I would just think of the instruments that I would want on hand.
Okay.
And so in this case, and for the song that I have pulled up here, it happens to be inclusive of like a acoustic piano, electric bass, and then a drum kit. All of my songs will include drum kit because it is for me. So.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you for that. Okay. So, but the first time you hear it, you listen to it in just in the piano part, or?
Oh, that's a good question. It will depend kind of song to song where I think the melody will initially lie. In one of the first songs that I started writing, I had actually had a electric bass melody at the very beginning, and then that translated later into like an electric guitar melody later down the line. So for the song that we just heard, that was just I heard it initially on the as a piano. So I'm like, okay, I'll write this as a piano.
Yeah. Okay. So can we just listen to a new piece of yours? Mm-hmm. And you've already scored it, but you're listening to it now, piano only.
So the main part for this song that I've pulled up is mostly just piano. There's some bass and drums already in there, but I can isolate the piano part.
Let's just isolate it. And what might be kind of fun, then we'll add different parts to it that you have selected, and then maybe if we have time, I'm going to ask you to add a trumpet Is that possible?
Oh, I could try to figure something out. Yeah.
Or something else that you've used, whether it's a guitar or...
Let me actually, I have a good idea for a song that we could do that I have.
Okay. I'll tell you what, while you're doing that, I'm going to play a song, mm-hmm. one of your favorite artists. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
All righty. We're going to play by Sungazer. Machina, I think, is the one you picked, right?
Yes.
All righty. Let's take a listen to something that, instead of listening to I Will Love You in the Car, this is what you're listening to right now. Sungazer doing Machina for us. Hey, a perfect band to play or duo to play right now, right after a week or two after the eclipse. Sungazer, very nicely done from their album Perihelion.
Yeah.
All righty, what have you got for us today here? We're going to now listen to how you put together a song.
Yeah. So this is a piece that I have been working on, and then I'll be starting kind of somewhere in the middle just so we can hear about how each part comes together.
Okay.
So should I just play it now?
Yep.
All right. So this is starting with just an electric piano line.
Okay. just keep that going for a little bit. Mm-hmm. If it's longer, it doesn't matter. But I just wanted to ask. Mm-hmm. So would you write the whole song with that piano, and then you start layering, or do you put it together piece by piece?
I definitely put this together piece by piece.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So alrighty. So we heard the piano then, right? Mm-hmm. So what else did you put together on this one?
So for this one in particular, after I write the piano line, or even before I write the piano line, it's usually at the same time as I write the bass line.
Okay.
So for the same section we just heard, there's like five bars or so, here's okay. the bass line.
That by itself is nice.
And then, this particular song has a lot of different moving parts okay. to it. So, after that, I think adding maybe the horns on their
now
own,
you're yeah. talking.
So this is two trumpets and a tenor saxophone. I don't okay. necessarily like the sounds that yeah. So I don't necessarily like the sounds that the program uses, but as a whole, I still think it is very. Very interesting how it comes together.
Okay, let's take a listen.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds that it needs work, but I'm imagining when I hear it in the whole piece, it'll blend in very nicely.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think the way that I sometimes arrange my horn trios are right. in a different key from the rest of the song.
Nice.
A lot of times.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. And what's next?
So I also have a violin and cello added into this song as well. So here's what that sounds like. It's a lot of more of a droning section here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very dramatic.
Yeah. All right. And so those kind of, I think, are the main body
okay.
of where we have it. And so if I skip to what the guitar, like there's an electric guitar and a flute going.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So they don't have too much going on in this piece, but in this section, they do definitely add some accents, especially okay. to the next one. So.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then, of course, I have a drum kit
right.
going on.
And that's it?
That's the section that I have, yeah.
Okay.
So,
and I heard a little echo in there. Do you add? You can add echo?
Yeah.
Is that up to you? Or
I think that's there is a default setting for that.
Okay.
And I think that does help to blend some of the less right. enjoyable MIDI sounds
right.
of the program. But, yeah, I do think that is – you can choose to take that out.
Okay.
There's a certain level to it, yeah.
Okay. No, an echo is nice sometimes. So now we're going to hear the whole thing together?
Yeah. So
okay.
I'll probably lead into the section from a little bit before just to see how all of these things come together.
Okay.
So we'll start from right here.
Thank you. Okay, so the first thing is it sounds so completely different, the whole thing put together.
Right.
The hard thing for me to imagine is, do you hear that in your head before you even start putting it all together?
Sometimes I definitely do. Where for this song, for example, where the horns come together,
right.
I have an idea of what kind of chords I want them to make, or what, or like how they would function the melody together.
Okay.
But I don't, and I guess also I think about how they play with the bass line. The bass line is usually one of the first ones I write down, just so I have some sort of direction for where I want to go.
Right.
But sometimes when I'm writing, I just pick what I think will sound good, and then after I hear it, there will be a lot of times where I'm like, oh, that was actually a very bad idea. That does not sound very good at all. So,
okay. So the other question now I have is, and then we'll take a quick break here. Mm-hmm. My goodness, we're already well into our second half. Is I heard the piano in that.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the drums. I heard all of those things. Can you highlight one over the other in this program?
Yeah, I can change the gain or the volume of for each of the tracks that I have. Yeah,
is that easy to do?
Yes.
Can you do it on the fly? Can I hear it once, just really focusing on the piano?
Yeah. Let me boost the piano a little more. That should work out.
You know, it seems like if you were a conductor, this is so much easier. There's no talking back from the keys. You just do it, you know, instead of having people here. And someone might say, no, you don't have any of that here, right?
Yeah, exactly. It does make the ideation process very, very easy. But there's nothing like the actual experience of playing music with people. So
ideation.
Yeah.
That's a word that I don't know if I know.
Yeah, I definitely, when I talk to my music-making friends, we definitely just throw out a lot. We have, like, ideation sessions where we're just throwing out different ideas, or maybe we're just jamming to a simple groove, and then we'll do a lot of call and response type stuff with each other. So
okay. All righty. Let's take a listen to the same piece now, which is rather short, but let's listen to it focusing on the piano.
Yeah. It'll come in. Yeah.
Nice. And of course, you can adjust that any way you want.
Yes.
All righty. We're going to take a short break here, and I'm going to talk a little bit about what you're listening to here, and also a quick PSA. So you're listening to KDRT 95.7 right here in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the show. I'm your host, Peter Pasteur, and I'm sitting here with Kunyu Hung, and he's leading us through how he scores and writes music all on his laptop. Listening Lyrics is on every Friday from 4 to 5, and replays are available on kdrt.org and also on the iTunes, Spotify, and selected other iPods. What do I call them? Apps. There you go. Since we're talking, you're listening to two people that I immigrated from Holland, my guest from South Korea. I'm going to talk about the International House right here in Davis. Have you ever been there?
I have not.
I haven't either.
Probably should at some point.
I don't know. But anyways, the International House in Davis brings together people from around the world to share cultural traditions and discuss global issues. International House hosts language learning groups, lectures, workshop, music programs, listen here, book chats, and other activities. To learn more or offer your support, visit the internationalhousedavis.org. I guess you knew it existed, right?
Yeah, I have heard. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to listen to another tune of yours that you, one of your bands, while we sort of have a little intermission here. And this one is by Snarky Puppy. So both of the Sungazer is a duo. Snarky Puppy is?
Snarky Puppy is a collective of musicians.
Okay.
That were, yeah, so they, as from what I've heard, they, for a lot of their shows and performances,
right,
they come in from all around the world. They're sent their sheet music, and then they kind of look at the music on the flight, and then they play a tour afterwards. It's insane how much they're able to do.
Have you ever seen them?
They were actually at Mondavi last September, and that's when I was able to see them for the first time. So
Blew you away?
Absolutely. It was one of the most incredible just like displays of music I've ever seen.
Wow. How much were the tickets?
$50.
Oh, you're a student.
Oh, no. I'm not anymore.
Well, not anymore. Oh, you got to pay full price now.
Yeah. But wow. You know what? Even if they were more than what I paid for, it would still be worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to have to keep my eye on that. I had no idea, absolutely no idea. Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a listen to it. This is called East Bay, and it's from their Empire Central album. Fascinating. Like I said, it's very fascinating, and you are listening to live on the air community radio, and we forgot to switch cords because sometimes you're listening to one computer and now you're going to listen to another one. Snarky Puppy. We were during that piece there, which is entitled East Bay from their Empire Central album. We were talking here, and we're trying to wonder how to become a snarky puppy. But the way you said this happens, I mean, someone has to organize it, then invite people from all over the world to come somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's not only America. It's probably Europe and Asia and whatever,
and
tour,
so. Mm-hmm.
And do their thing. Is the kind of music you're putting together popular, or I wouldn't say popular, but well-known or known in South Korea?
I'm not too sure, if I'm honest. I have seen a couple of like these Korean like jazz bands, funk bands show up on Instagram and stuff like that. But I don't know how big it would get, especially over like current K-pop.
Yeah. K-pop is the big thing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. What about jazz itself as a genre? In what city are you from originally?
I moved here from Seoul.
From Seoul.
Yeah.
Okay, so does Seoul have a jazz station, radio station?
I'm not too sure.
Okay.
It's been ever since I moved here when I was a toddler, I haven't been back, so it's I'm really excited for whenever I can go back.
Whoa.
Cuz I've heard a lot about more of like the underground music scene where they're doing more of like their rock shows or their jazz shows. So I want to definitely check that out.
Oh, you would have a blast. Mm-hmm. Good Lord. They might want to keep you.
that'd be interesting.
Yeah, my goodness. And the other thing I would wonder, if I was in a city like Seoul, is do they have community radio?
Yeah, I would hope so. I do. I think that
I would hope so
would
too.
Great,
yeah. So what are we going to do next here?
Yeah, so I have a piece that I finished a while ago, and I've just been practicing on the drums over and over again because it's something that I've never played before, but I've also it's a thing that when I was writing it, I was really confused as to why do I want it to sound this way, but I think it sounds pretty cool. So.
Okay, alrighty, so here's something a little different.
Yeah, I think so at least.
Any title yet or not?
So this is a song that I still had it subheading as a working title, but it's currently titled, What Are You Waiting For?
Okay. Well, what are we waiting for?
Yeah. Thank you.
so. So many different rhythms in that.
Yeah, that for sure.
And somehow they all fit together and piece together.
That was the hope, I think.
So, yeah, is that difficult to do? I mean, because there's really no bridges for this, right? For one going from one to the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for this song, when I was trying to think about, you know, I wanted to really explore polyrhythm for this
right.
one. And I've been really obsessed with, like, whatever odd number over two. So you can really just feel okay. the one, two pulse.
Yep.
But in the background, there's all these crazy drum things happening.
Right. What did you call that? Poly?
Polyrhythm.
Polyrhythm.
Yeah.
Another word I haven't heard before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not a musician, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, no, you're thinking I am. No, I'm not.
I mean, then someone who really appreciates music.
I do. I yeah. love music. I absolutely do. On your computer, mm-hmm. It's on the software program, is there any bagpipes?
I don't think so.
No. Okay.
It is definitely one that I haven't actively searched for, if I'm honest, but they do have a lot of different instruments available.
Okay. I can't imagine a bagpipe being used in this kind of music, except maybe like droning in the background,
mm-hmm.
you know, that sound that they create.
Right.
That might be interesting. But anyways, okay, do you have any other hobbies besides music?
Not
drinking
really,
coffee.
Really? I do enjoy coffee. Yeah. I more than coffee, I've been doing a lot of tea. In the
tea.
Last few years,
okay.
My friend has gotten me into a lot of different tea tastings. So.
Oh, okay. I think when we met, the second time we met in a coffee shop,
mm-hmm.
you said you like to score in a setting like that.
Yes, that's correct.
Instead of being alone.
Yeah.
Is that stimulating you somehow?
I think it's more that I'm so used to, especially with this work from home environment, I'm so
right.
used to being at home and focusing on like your day job
right.
that it's really nice to kind of just get out of that space and be in kind of a place just like outside
okay.
to work on music. So whether it be a coffee shop or sometimes I've gone to like bars and or just parks and stuff
right.
to work on music. And it's oddly freeing, and I hear more ideas when I'm outside versus when I'm inside by myself.
Yeah, very good. Okay. You also like to dabble in playing in a band. So this would be live music mm-hmm. in front of an audience?
That's the goal.
That's
yeah.
the goal. Okay. So you might have just something that we don't have to listen to the whole piece that,
mm-hmm.
that we can listen to. Is the name of the group, is there a name yet? Or
yeah. So I'm part of a cover band that's based in the Bay Area
okay.
called Quarter After. And so we've been looking for different kind of performance opportunities around the area
okay.
as far as up here. But we've had recorded some songs live.
Okay.
And just so we can get some better practice of, you know, how do we want our instruments to sound? How do we want the audience to vibe and
right.
all that.
And you're doing the drums.
Yes.
Okay. Let's take a listen.
Yeah. So this is actually a cover of a cover song. This is As It Was by Harry Styles, but
okay.
as covered by Prep. But now it's as covered by Quarter After.
Okay. Alrighty. Here we go.
When everything gets in the way, seems you cannot be replaced, and I'm the one who will stay. Oh, 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 in this world, it's just us. Just us. you well.
While we were listening to that song, I was talking with Kong Yu, and I said, keep at it, buddy. You're too good just to not be heard, right? You got to be heard.
Thank you.
I'm going to have you back on the show sometime.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have something like fully recorded, or at least something to play, maybe.
Right. Well, I'll let you pick the songs that in between little breaks and that kind of stuff.
All right.
We've got a little over 1 minute. Will this keep going?
Yeah.
About
a minute. Yeah.
Good. Okay. So you haven't actually performed this live. That's a whole other step in the music business, isn't it?
Yeah,
finding places and getting some kind of track record and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
You're based here now in Sacramento?
I'm in Woodland, yes.
In Woodland, okay. Well, Sacramento area. But your roots are in the Bay Area. Do you go back and forth quite a bit?
Yeah, so I'm actually originally from Davis. Like when we first moved from Korea, we lived in Davis. And then I went to the Bay Area for school, and then my band is in the Bay Area, so I do try to visit as often as I can.
So your father was with UC Davis then?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Brings a lot of people from all over the world here.
Absolutely, yeah.
What kind of subject did he study, or a teacher, or whatever?
He did plant sciences.
Plant scientist, okay. Yeah. Well, we need a song about that.
I'm sure there's one out there.
Well, listen, that's about it. Thank you very much, Kong Yu Hong, for teaching us something.
Oh, no, thank you for having me.
Take care, everybody.